So you can save dollars and evaporation by getting your pool a Wolco solar blankie for summer. Just visit wolco.com.au. It's our road to the draft.
Gounding off half back and a strong presentation that time from McDonald. The second chance, Thorne did well. And then somehow getting a kick out there was McDonald.
Yeah, power forward, he can play. A lad touted a number one pick. Crows love him. It is Logan McDonald. Logan, hey, thanks for coming on the show.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, can this 7 days go any quicker for you? How are you handling it all?
Yeah, you tell me. The last couple of weeks has been killer. It's gone real slow, but, I'm hanging out for it. I just want to know where I'm going now, just so I can get my head down and start getting to work. So, it's an exciting time for myself and my family, and, can't wait.
Are you an anxious lad? Are you able to put it in a compartment, or you find that every Tom, Dick and Harry's asking you, where are you going, how are you going, and...
Most of the year I've tried to ignore it and just focus on playing some decent footy for Perth and try to win games there. But just as the season's finished and as we get closer, it's definitely become hard to avoid. But I guess that's a part of it, being able to manage it and just keep yourself grounded and level-headed. And, it's a really exciting time, like I said, and can't wait.
Good man. Tell us about yourself. Who do you play like? Who do you model your game on?
Yeah, so I'm a key forward and try to run as hard as I can and try to get to as many contests as I can and try to model my game a lot like Nick Riewoldt and how versatile he was as a forward. He could play close to goal, up the ground, and then where he sort of finished his career up on a wing as well. So he's definitely someone that I look up to.
You got a good motor?
Yeah, I like to think so. But like I said, I think once I get into the AFL system, I can keep developing that further and make that into a real difference maker.
Good man. You're listed as 196. You might squeak two or three more centimetres out, you reckon?
Yeah, I think I've still got some growth in me. Still growing a bit now. So, hopefully I've got two or three good left
man.
In me.
Good man.
So that'd be really good.
How many clubs spoke to you?
I was 16 of them over Zoom, and they're really good experiences. And, it's all part of the process and something you have to do.
Yeah. Was Crows one of them?
Yep. Yeah, I've spoken to Adelaide three times now.
Oh, good.
They've been really good and really enjoyed my interviews with them.
Who have you spoken to?
Hamish, Ogilvy, Dan Jackson, Matthew Nix, welfare people. So a whole variety of people at Adelaide.
They seem keen, don't they?
I don't know. They don't give too much away. They keep their cards pretty close to their chest. So I'd love to play for Adelaide. They're a great club, and historically have had a lot of success. So if I was lucky enough to get there, then that'd be awesome. But I'm just trying to get my name on a list anywhere that may be around the country. So whether that's pick one or pick 60, I don't mind.
Yeah, well said. Well, their second pick's pick 9. I don't reckon you're going to slide to there at all. So if it's pick 1... Would you like to be known as the number one pick?
That'd be awesome. I'd love to go number one. I think I'm someone that always loves the challenge and loves to get the best out of themselves. So I'd love to go as high as I can. To go pick one, that'd be something that I'd be pretty proud about. But the hard work starts once you get drafted. So going pick one doesn't mean anything once you actually get inside those four walls. It's all about earning respect again and trying to work hard to further develop your game and play some decent footy at AFL level.
You get 10 grand from NAB, so that's probably worth it. Logan, you put that in the tin tank.
That'd be nice. But, I'm not worrying too much about that.
Well, you're a uni student. You'd be a bit tied up, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Not easy being a uni student, that's for sure.
What do you study?
Finance and property management development. So that's got my hands full this year and definitely something that I'm glad that I took up just to keep my mind off footy and allowed me to just focus on playing some decent footy at Perth rather than all the external stuff.
The Mighty Demons, you had a good year, 9 games, 21 goals. You enjoy that, playing against the men?
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. To get back to Perth this year, Perth showed a lot of faith in me this year and gave me a lot of confidence. And there's a great atmosphere and great culture down there at the minute, and it was awesome to be part of that and be a part of that team that took Perth back to finals, so that's something that I'll cherish forever, and can't be more grateful for Perth.
Yeah, Logan, congratulations on your year to date. To be able to do all of that, it's been terrific. You've got 7 days' time. The draft will come and be here before we know it. And, mate, all the best. However it falls, you sound like a great lad. It'll put your head down and, you know, it's a new chapter. You can set your life up if you get it right, Logan. So thanks for your time.
No worries. Much appreciated. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, good work. Road to the draft there. Well, he's a West Aussie. He can go all right. Don't worry about that. He'll be in the top three somewhere. Will he be the Crows' number one pick? We speak of Logan McDonald.